Yeah, you could still have air pressure and be dragging the cars along the track, that's for sure. Yeah, I've been up Cadillac before to the rail yard up there and seen the snow plows. I said, those are quite interesting. They had a couple of those sitting in the yard one year when I was up there. Go out and plow the snow off the track. Those are quite amazing to see when those guys go through the deep stuff up north.
That. Well, real quick, I hate to make this conversation too long for you. I don't want to bug you. I worked the plow extra one year. I was a new brakeman, and the plow foreman said, kid, you just watch. All right? We had three locomotives, and we had a Jordan spreader. A Russell plow is that small plow, but that big yellow one that Lake Street has is called a Jordan spreader. Well, here we go, and we're going up north, and the plow operator is watching out the front of the window there. You can't see. It's like running that train with a sheet over top of you, but he knew when to raise up the flangers. You know, because if you don't raise them up the right time, you take out crossings. But there's a sign with a 45-degree angle, black sign, and that tells the plow operator, you're coming to a crossing, raise the flanges up. But he said, he said, kid, only thing he worries when he gets quiet, then you're on the ground. But I remember going over a couple of crossings, I felt the plow literally raise up. Man, I'm you know, just a kid, you know, just started with the railroad, and I thought, oh, we're on the ground. He goes, nah, kid, we're fine.